Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is James Vandenberg, CEO of Trufin. TRU is ticker. James, thanks for joining me.
A pleasure, Justin.
Now, I'll just explain for people not familiar. I'm familiar, of course. I hold some stock there. You're a holding company operating a group of comprising of four growth-focused, orientated businesses in niche markets, early payment provision, invoice finance, IFA finance, and mobile games publishing. And you've announced, James, and this is the first time you've announced this, you're having a capital markets day Wednesday. That's a week today at 10 a.m. pretty much. So explain what capital markets is for people not familiar and what you're hoping to achieve this and what's going on that day.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. So the purpose of the day is to allow investors greater insight into the businesses that Trufin holds. So one of the when I speak to investors, I usually have 45 minutes an hour with those investors, and there's very little time really to go in depth into what the businesses that we hold on behalf of our investors, what those businesses actually do in depth. So I do the best I can, but it's always a little bit hurried. And so this is a great opportunity for we'll have the CEOs of all four businesses there on the day, on the 12th. They're going to do a half hour presentation followed by 15 minutes Q&A each. They put together some fantastic decks. They're going to really speak passionately about the businesses, why they're excited about the future. And the day starts at 10 a.m. It's at Liberum's offices. There's also going to be a web link so people can attend virtually. And the entire day will be recorded for people to look to follow afterwards and sort of take notes, so they don't have to take notes during the day. They can look back, and for those new investors who have in the future who want to learn more about Trufin, they can then listen to the CEOs and watch them present, so they get a great background, so a background of what those businesses do. So I guess you could say it's an educational teaching. I think it's going to be really informative for your listeners. And I will do as little talking as possible. So I'm going to do a short introduction, followed by the CEO of Oxygen, Ben Jackson. He's going to talk about Oxygen. The CEO of Satago, Sinead McHale, to talk about Satago and what she's been up to with Lloyds and Sage, etc. A very short break. And then the CEO of PlayStack, Harvey Elliott, will be talking about why he's excited about what he's building at PlayStack. Matt Murray from Virtus, CEO of Virtus, will be present. He won't be presenting because it's a relatively simple business, And so the feedback was we should have him present but not present, so he won't be presenting. So I think I know it's going to be a very informative day, and I think it's well worth your listeners either dialing in or if you want to attend. There actually isn't much room available room, and we've had great feedback from those who want to attend. But there's an email which is investorrelations@truefin.com. If you email that, investorrelations@truefin.com, then someone will respond to you, and there may be last minute availability, but at the moment there isn't any availability to attend in person.
Yeah, and I think at Vox we'll share that as well on the day and beforehand. But it is a valuable insight, because I think so often people get obsessed with share prices, and sometimes they lose track of the fact they're investing in businesses. Yeah. A day like this where you can read as many RNSs as you want, and go back and do your own research. But I think there's no better feeling for a business than actually talking to the CEO of a business or asking them a question or seeing them present, because I've never seen the CEOs of your holding businesses talk directly to investors. So it's a unique opportunity for investors of Truefin to do that and see, what they're doing, how it's going, what their plans are, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And I say, if you are an investor in a business, you should know about that business, shouldn't you?
I absolutely agree. And it's very easy to get caught up in the short term RNS announcements, etc. And we will be talking about, where we expect to be in 2025, where we expect to be in 2027. The businesses themselves will be talking about. So we're going to give people a vision as well for where we're going as a group of businesses and as individual businesses. So there'll be a lot. There's a lot of content for investors in these presentations.
Yeah. And just touching on the businesses, interims are out a few weeks back. It seems all going to plan. You've got group revenue rise by 27%, 6.3 million. But like I said, these are now businesses gaining traction. Like I said, two of the businesses, Auction, Virtus, profitable and continue. Exciting time for Stargo as well. We've just gone into Q4, and this is when the rollout is happening with Lloyds, isn't it, right now?
Yeah, I think just back to your original point. Yeah, things are going well for Truefin. I mean, there are any number of macroeconomic headwinds, but we are very well positioned. A number of businesses are beneficiaries of inflation. Be careful how I phrase that, but very much beneficiaries of inflation. Interest rate, again, we're hedged on the interest rate side. So we are very well, we're not complacent, but we are well positioned as a group for all the macroeconomic headwinds we see today. To your point about Stargo, yes, we are in Q4. So we announced that we'll be launching with Lloyds in Q4. It is Q4. So I think you'll be hearing more about that from Sinead on Wednesday. The relationship with Lloyds is going fantastically. They're a great partner, and we couldn't be happier with the way that's going at the moment.
Stargo, of course, like I said, hooking up with Lloyds couldn't have been a better partnership, and one of the biggest banks in the UK, and some very exciting growth upside there. And what about Playstack? How's that developing there?
Yeah, so Playstack's going well. We acquired a business called Magic Fuel in the third quarter, and that's currently delivering on its contract with the global technology platform that is yet unnamed. It will be named next year when we release the game, but it's a very large, massive entity. So everything's going, the acquisition's gone well, the integration's gone extremely well, which is very satisfying. They're launching two games this quarter, so the Entropy Center and the Case of the Golden Idol are being released this quarter, which is great. They're actually on the preferred list for Steam, which is the PC platform, which sells 90% of games on PC. They are at the Entropy Center is ranked number one at the moment. It hasn't launched yet, but it's been launched in November the 4th, I believe it is. And the Case of the Golden Isle is currently 11th. So, you know, to have two games in the top for upcoming games, to have two games in their genre in the top 11 is fantastic. We're really pleased about that. And The Last Faith is another game which we're launching, a console game we're launching in Q1. We rescheduled that from Q4 to Q1 so we could release it on multiple platforms at the same time. So that's looking great, and we've got a fantastic pipeline for next year and the year after. So yeah, things are going well at PlayStack.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? I've said for a while now, I mean, you know, inflation's going to be around for a while. And I said, looking forward, look for companies, research companies that, almost not only insulate them, maybe even benefit from it, you know, because there's so much bad news around. You know, it's nice to find coming. And I have reading your broken note with interest, actually saying inflation and rising rates are positive for auction finance, benefiting local authority budgets and incentivizing suppliers to use early repayment programs. Also, higher rates benefits Satago and Virtus lending margins, while consumer expenditure, talking about PlayStack, on gaming has proved to be very resilient in recessions in the past. I suppose gamers sit there regardless, doesn't care what's going on outside. They just game, don't they, you know?
And sadly, there's more people who are at home to game in recession as well. So it is a very resilient sector. We are not, apart from via PlayStack, we're not exposed to consumer discretionary spend, which obviously is a sort of area of great worry at the moment. And to your point about oxygen, yeah, if as inflation happens, councils have to spend more on, you know, waste paper, you know, waste bin services, on pothole services. As the cost of these services go up, the more the councils have to spend on, and the greater, I mean, we receive a portion of the rebate that the supplier pays the council for early payment, and we get a portion of that. So the higher the amount that a council spends, the higher our proportion of the rebate. So we are, you know, it is a beneficiary. It's not just inflation hedge, it's a beneficiary of inflation. And one of the things that came, you know, I did a roadshow with quite a number of different institutions, and after our interims, and I think one of the things that came back loud and clear was everyone's now really beginning to see the value of oxygen in this day, in this world of complete uncertainty. Oxygen's got 5, 10, 15 year contracts with local government bodies. It onboarded £165 million of supplier spend in the first half. So it's now there or thereabouts at £1 billion of supplier spend onboarded. So that's taking 10 years to get to onboard about £1 billion of spend. It's going to take about less than 3 years to onboard the next billion of spend. So there's a real acceleration in terms of where we are with oxygen, with very long dated contracts, with very secure clients, with inflation hedge. So and we've just gone through EBITDA profitability. We're going to go this year. We're going to be, it's completely self-sufficient from Trufin in terms of financial support. It's going to be cash generative. It is cash generative. So I think people are beginning to really appreciate the value of this business.
Yeah, and the balance is quite nice, isn't it? Within Trufin, like you say, you've got Sensible there, Virtus, and Oxygen long term contracts, but you've also got the high octane sort of growth upside from PlayStack and Satago, which I know people get excited about. And it's a good little balance there. Okay, well, marvellous, Jim. Well, looking forward to an update, and we'll hopefully do another update after the Capital Markets Day, and no doubt there'll be some chat about what's happening in the side bits there. But if people want to get involved in that, you can email investorrelations@trufin.com, and in fact, if you just check out that RNS on the 12th of September, all the details are in there. But I look forward to that.
Justin, I believe you'll be attending yourself. Is that
right? No, definitely. I very, very rarely leave my office, apart from walk the dog or do the school run or do 10 peaks challenges, which is ridiculous. I never do that again. But I'd definitely be on online, catching up on that, because I'm genuinely interested in these businesses and seeing how it's going. James,
it'll
thanks.
It's been worth your while.
Yeah, speak soon, brother. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.